With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A plea deal involving a corruption case with a U.S. senator.
A New Jersey businessman has pleaded guilty and has agreed to cooperate in the corruption case involving New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez. Jose Uribe admitted he gave Menendez's wife a Mercedes-Benz in return for the senator stopping all investigations related to one of Uribe's associates. According to the plea agreement, Uribe could face up to 95 years in prison. He could get leniency because of his expected cooperation in the case. Authorities say Menendez and his wife accepted bribes of cash, gold bars, and the Mercedes in exchange for his help and influence over foreign affairs. The Menendezes have pleaded not guilty. Their trial is expected to start in May. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNNews.com, funeral services were held Friday in suburban Atlanta for 22-year-old Lakin Riley, a nursing student beat to death while out jogging on the college campus. Police say an illegal immigrant from Venezuela with a criminal history has been arrested for that murder. Wildfires continue to roar across the Texas Panhandle Thursday, forcing widespread evacuations and causing two deaths. This as the Smokehouse Creek Fire became the largest in Texas history.
The Smokehouse Creek Fire, which began Monday, may have destroyed as many as 500 structures in the Texas Panhandle. That's according to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who says homeowners there have nothing left.
When you look at the damages that have occurred here, it's just gone. Completely gone. Nothing left but ashes on the ground.
The fire has burned about 1,700 square miles and killed two people. And the weather is not helping. The National Weather Service forecast for the weekend warns of strong winds, relatively low humidity, and dry conditions. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is SRN News. A warning from a Supreme Court justice.
In 2021, a court in Missouri barred Christians from serving on the jury in a case involving a lesbian because of their religious beliefs. Justice Samuel Alito says, quote, "The lower court's reasoning may spread and may be a foretaste of things to come. It exemplifies the danger I anticipated in Obergefell versus Hodges." That's the 2015 Supreme Court case that legalized gay marriage. Alito warned at the time the ruling could lead to discrimination against Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
France's Senate adopts a bill that would enshrine abortion in the French Constitution. The National Assembly overwhelmingly approved the proposal in January. The measure now goes before a joint session of Parliament. It's expected approval by a three-fifths majority next week. French President Emmanuel Macron first promised the abortion bill after Roe v. Wade was repealed here in the U.S. This is SRN News. Wall Street ends the day with some shattered records.
Wall Street closed its latest winning week with more gains, pushing U.S. stocks to new heights. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% Friday. The Dow added 90 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.1%. More leaps for Dell and other companies on excitement around artificial intelligence technology helped drive the market's gains. Dell soared more than 30%. New York Community Bancorp sank 25% after warning investors that it found weaknesses in how it reviews loans. Treasury yields eased following weaker-than-expected reports on U.S. manufacturing and consumer sentiment. That bolstered hopes that the Federal Reserve may begin cutting interest rates in June. Seth Sutel, New York.
The crew is getting ready to launch the International Space Station today. Three NASA astronauts and a Russian cosmonaut will take off from Florida as part of NASA's SpaceX Crew 8 mission. More details at SRNNews.com.